Oh no!
Lock it.
I see him milling about just outside the studio. It's looks like it's Chris, the handsome guy from sales, and I really don't. Oh no! He sees us. Here he comes.
What up, bro? Hey,
what's up?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, homos?
Hey, we're broadcasting now. We're on the air. Would you mind giving us a few minutes and come back during the break?
You guys still slaving away over here, huh?
Yeah.
You need to move over to the money side.
Over in sales, huh?
Over in sales, man. I tell you, I'm like the top sales guy in the city, brah.
Are you really?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
No. Nope. Didn't hear at all.
Oh, man, I brought in more new business than anyone in my demo.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like the one who signed Raising Cane's chicken and
we work with the candy man on that.
Yeah, and AT&T and Belvita Breakfast Business. Man, I signed all of them.
Well, that's weird because we've never actually worked with you on an account.
No.
Yeah, I'm heading out to the Brian, man. The Brian
what?
Nelson.
The Brian Nelson?
No, it's Byron Nelson.
Oh, yeah. What did I say? That's right.
They call
that's
him
right.
The Nelson, too.
No, I think you're wrong. I think I'm right. I think it is the Brian.
No, it's not the Brian.
Sure.
Yeah, it's the Nelson.
Spelled with a Y, though, right? Brian with a Y.
It's Byron.
Yeah, so I'm going to head on out to the Byron, you know.
Carlton Nelson.
Yeah, you guys going to go to the Byron?
That seems like a good place for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, man, I love it. You know, hit the pavilly, hang a little bit.
Oh, gosh.
I totally kill it out there, man. I slay the Tang. It's unbelievable. Oh, yeah, it really is. I can't tell you how many cougs I drag into the porta potties and go ATM on, you know?
We don't want to hear about that.
Yeah, Ricky Fowler, he didn't plan, but he's coming in town to stay with me, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's staying with me at my place at the Dubs over there. And he's a good friend. I'm friends with, like, most of the PGA golfers.
Most of them, huh?
Yeah, you know, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson. Let me try to think of some other guys you guys may have heard of. Tiger Wood.
Wood.
Byron Nelson.
He's no longer with us.
Yeah, so all these PGAers, man, they come in, you know, they come in town, we hang, they play a little golf, and then I take them around town in my Audi R8.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I'm riding in. That's a lot of wheels these days. And matter of fact, I think Romo and I are heading out there later today.
You and Romo, huh?
Yeah, we both kind of decided this year we wouldn't try to qualify for the tournament.
Oh, you both did.
Yeah, we just wanted to chill, you know. I'm so tired of playing golf at a high level.
That's ridiculous.
And Romo was like, he's totally tired of the whole fatherhood thing, you know. So we're like, oh, man, we're just totally out busting at the Candle Room every night.
You are not.
I just love progressive upscale lounges.
Yeah,
so I'm pulling down low six figs. What are you guys
low
doing?
Low six figs, huh?
Well, last time you joined us, it was high six figs.
Per month.
Oh.
I was like, you guys are looking at me going, what? You know, I know Chris makes more than low six figs. You're right. When
month.
You go annually. Annually.
What? I'm sorry.
Annually. What's the word?
Annually.
All right. Go to break. You guys still slaving away for $35K?
Well, yeah. That's
what a bunch of homos.
Yeah,
not that there's anything wrong with having sex with another guy. I don't mean to say, you know, homos that way. I just mean that I have a problem with people making $35K.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
A problem.
Go on the internet and do the research. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, God, I'm so tired today, man.
Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, man. Oh, I was out on Texoma late last night with my boy Darvish.
You Darvish, he was pitching.
Yeah,
last night.
He pitches for the Rangers, I think now.
Yeah,
I'm not sure exactly and everything.
Yeah, he was pitching last night. How did he get out in Texoma?
It was after the game. He came up because he wanted to see my new Baja.
Wow, that surprises me. You have one of those.
It's a slight language barrier, but you know we were with some honeys that I have from a Fortune 500 company here in town. You know, and so you know, it's okay. Slight language barrier, but everyone understands the language of Vag.
Oh, God, you're just too much.
High five, George! High five!
High five.
Don't high five.
High five, yeah. Oh, come on, I want to force another high five in you, Craig. Yeah, what's up? I want to invite you guys to my condo. I got a villa right behind the 18th green.
Oh, really?
Come on out.
Man, you're rolling in it.
We'll hang, do a little Red Bull vodka, a few Raging Bulls, you know, and that sort of thing.
That sounds fun.
You guys, come on out. Be cool.
Okay, you know what? I got to say something. I know that you're telling us all these...
Yeah, I think I got to go. So
I know you're
really
telling us all these stories, and you're making fun of us for making 35K, but I saw you stocking shelves at a Menards 2 weeks ago.
Still have those.
And so I'm wondering if maybe you're not the one making 35K, and you're making all this other stuff up.
Yeah, we've never really seen you in sales.
Oh, God, I did it for the health benefits! Oh, God!
Oh, no.
There he goes
again.
Oh, no.
He's jumped out the window, and I think this time he's done himself in, George. I really do.
Yeah, I think he has too, Craig.
I don't see any movement down there, George. It looks as though he may be dead.
Dead? I don't think he's dead. Could be seriously injured, though.
Well, maybe you should call an ambulance.
Okay, I'll call one.
What up, Hello? That's still alive, surprisingly! See you at the Brian!
The Brian.